Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's throwing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're startup or growing or divesting of your small business, wherever you are on that time continuum. And whatever's going on in the life of your business, you got an opportunity, you got a challenge, you're excited, you're frightened. We got something that you can read, something that either I and or our Brain Trust members have said or written. You also have the videos there that you can watch. Pretty good library of videos, and we're building a pretty good one there. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. She is one of the social media experts on the planet. She's one of the top on the planet, I should say. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes. KathyPerry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, in the previous segment, we were talking about the war between Facebook and Google for search and for social search. I don't know where Microsoft is and all that. I know they were trying to get to become relevant in search with their own program. Was it Bing? I don't know how they're doing on the social part of it. But you're saying that Amazon is getting into the mix. So we've got these different business models. Facebook's a social media platform. Google is the 2,000-pound gorilla. Search platform. Microsoft's a software company, and Amazon is a merchant. I'm sure people are shaking their heads saying, you know, I can't keep up with the players here.
Well, you know, the big players are always fighting for a piece of that pie, and we happen to be the pie, Jim.
Yeah.
And they're always looking at, see, because Amazon has just broadened their scope and you can buy anything there, they have really become a major, major player, and they are the world's largest buyer search
mm-hmm.
engine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get information about buyers and trends of who's buying what, that, you know, Amazon is a great place.
And if you
to
think about
search.
It, if you think about it, it's perfect, because one of the problems that Facebook has is they're having trouble monetizing their users. Their primary profile customer is not really a customer, it's just a user. Whereas
exactly.
Amazon's users become customers.
And they are buyers.
Yeah.
You don't go to Amazon unless you're buying.
That's right.
You're looking for something to buy. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they keep broadening their scope as far as what they offer. And they offer, they're doing the daily deals just like Groupon and Living Social as well. So they, you know, they're jumping into every one of those consumer touch points to draw in more as well.
Well, yeah, if you search on Google for a product, you're going to get a pretty prominent Amazon link that you click on and see a dozen or more buying options.
Yes, and you know, and not just that, Apple and Amazon are going head to head on the Kindle products, or on some of those products as well. And now that Amazon has their own version, they're going head to head with the ads. And they're showing up in search. It's really been so funny to watch this. It's no longer a triangle.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like I don't know. It's a maze.
It's like the Balkan Wars or something with everybody. You know, all the different, as I said, who, you know, if you're scoring at home, you don't know who the players are.
no, it's been difficult. And, you know, every other day I'm reading a new article about how, you know, somebody else is jockeying for that top position and how they're going after it. And mm-hmm. But, you know, it's all to get that mind share and that consumer dollar. And, you know, the player who shows that, delivers the most relevant information.
That's the word, Kathy. Relevance.
Yes.
Is the word.
Yes.
Relevance is the new competitiveness, folks. This is the story I've been telling talking to you now for 3 years about, and that is relevance. The 20th century competitive coin of the realm was your competitive your value, the competitive proposition that you had. But in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, relevance is trumping competitiveness, because competitiveness, being competitive, is now just basically table stakes, isn't it?
Yeah, it changed, because people are really looking for how can you serve me? What can you do for me?
Yep.
And I have all the choices in the world now at my fingertips. So for a small business, you know, they're going to have to use some of these tools to really find out how they can be more relevant to their customers.
And all these players we've been talking about, their goal is to aggregate all those options for you so that you think they're the most relevant.
Absolutely.
And that's where we are right now in all this, folks, is who's going to be able to pull that off? And so hopefully now with Kathy's help, we understand it a little bit more, and maybe it even will lead to some investment opportunities. Which company will be most likely to be successful in the future, and therefore, whose stock should you buy? Tintail, right back with Kathy Perry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.